Agile.
All right. Would you ever use Spry or Peppy or anything like that? Which ones?
Spry.
All right. And if a man comes in and moves your whole television set all by himself, you say, my, he certainly is.
Strong.
And do you ever use the word stout?
No, not unless it's someone who's short and heavy.
All right. Does it mean fat or just heavy?
No, no, not heavy.
What?
I mean, not fat,
okay,
but...
What's the word we're talking about here?
Stout.
All right. And someone says, you see, I don't go out, and I'm what to go out at night. Alone. I'm
not allowed to go.
Yeah,
alone.
Yes, but you have fear, so you say I'm
afraid.
All right. And do you use didn't used to in any kind of instruction?
Sometimes.
All right. Would you use? Give me an example.
No, I didn't used to do it. This. No, I'm completely wrong.
I didn't used to do it. Do you mind?
I don't know. I might use it.
All right. And the opposite of a person, you might say a person is a reckless driver, but he's not quite that bad. You might say he's just a
careless.
All right. And a word beginning with a Q stands for means peculiar.
Queer.
Does that word mean anything else to you?
Someone who's not with it.
All right. It doesn't suggest homosexuality though.
No.
To you at all.
Well, I suppose it's the same as a bird. Or
okay. All right. A bird, that would be, you mean a homosexual person?
No, not in that sense. But,
weird?
Yeah.
Just strange, different.
Yeah.
Okay. Person won't change his mind easily, you say he's awfully...
stubborn.
And a person who's easily offended, he's awfully...
sensitive.
All right. And a person who was awfully sensitive, when you needled him, he got awfully... He became furious, so you say he got...
mad.
Yeah, and so you might tell a person, keep...
keep quiet?
Or keep cool and collected.
Calm?
And work hard all day, say, I'm really...
tired.
Yeah, any strong terms for this, say, I'm really...
poop?
Okay, that's fine.
Bush?
All right, okay, good. Any others you can think of?
Dead, I don't know.
All right. He's all what out? He's...
he's all...
That's another expression you might use. Meaning tired. He's all... that's the W.
Worn out.
Right. And she what sick? She...
she got sick.
Right. And he what cold? He...
he caught a cold.
Right. And a person can't talk, so he's...
he's got laryngitis.
Such an age, so he's... H-O-A-R-S-E.
Horse.
All right. And he has a...
cough.
And doctor says, haven't you wet your pills?
Haven't you taken your pills?
Person can't hear. He's...
deaf.
And a person wet hard all night. You might say perspired, or you might say...
sweat.
And someone says, did you take that? You say, no, he...
he took it.
And a large discharging sore with a core in the middle.
My own sore.
Yeah, okay, or a B-O-I-L.
Boil.
All right, and the stuff inside a boil?
Fluid.
Yeah. But what's
poison?
Yeah, or would you use either pus, matter, or corruption, any one of those words?
Pus.
All right, person is shot with a revolver, he suffers a bullet.
Wound.
And did you ever hear of proud flesh?
No.
Person is... been killed, and so they had to have a coroner's inquest to find out
what he died of.
All right, and then after he died, they took his body. The family took his body to the
cemetery.
Yeah, before he went there, though, they took it to the
chapel.
Yeah, the guy who fixes, you know, the
all the morgue.
Yeah, but this is a place where they
a
take
funeral home.
Right, and then they put his body in a
coffin.